Chapter 8. The Massacre. The days passed. The battle continued. There was little food and ammunition. The men in the Alamo fought courageously. Nothing stopped them. After 12 days of fighting, General Santa Anna sent all of his army to attack the fort. On March 6th at 5 a.m., the Mexican bugles played the Duguayo. The Duguayo was a war song. It meant death for everyone. Women and children at the fort were tired and afraid. The situation was desperate. The men at the Alamo heard the Duguayo. They understood the message. General Santa Anna's army attacked the fort from all sides. It was a terrible battle. Everyone was shooting. Cannonballs were flying. A lot of men were injured. Some men were killed. Davy and the other men defended the fort. They sent back the Mexicans twice. The third time, the Mexicans entered the fort. They killed many people, men, women, and children. It was a massacre. Jimboy was a great fighter. He was a strong man, and he was never afraid. He fought with his famous Bowie knife. He killed many Mexican soldiers. At the end of the day, three Mexican soldiers killed Jimboy. Davy and the other men fought until the end. They killed many enemy soldiers. It was a desperate battle. Four Mexican soldiers killed Davy with a long knife. The tall, courageous trapper fell to the ground. Only two women and two children were alive after the massacre. But General Santa Anna did not kill them. These women and children returned home. The Mexicans burnt the bodies of the dead people. It was a big victory for General Santa Anna. He lost 1,544 men at the Alamo. On April 21st, 1836, General Sam Houston and his army attacked General Santa Anna. General Houston made General Santa Anna prisoner. Santa Anna then signed a treaty. This treaty said that Texas was independent. Everyone remembered Davy Crockett, Jimboy, Colonel Travis, and the other men. They died for the independence of Texas. Texas became a state of the United States in 1845. All through his life, Davy Crockett did what he believed was right. With his honesty and determination, he became a national hero. Davy Crockett was the perfect example of the American free spirit. In his life story, Davy wrote,
"I leave this rule for others when I'm dead. Always be sure you're right. Then go ahead."